Hello, Misty Mejia here, CEO of Theater of Public Speaking, with this week's newsletter. While some strategies merely help us stay afloat, anchoring is a key strategy that can keep you grounded in your communication goals. Last week, we shared with you on Instagram what anchoring is. Anchoring occurs when you place one piece of information to set up and prime the reaction to the information following it. This strategy serves a multitude of situations, whether it's guiding negotiations, structuring information clearly and optimally, channeling authentic emotion in your delivery, captivating storytelling, or capturing your audience. But how exactly is it employed? Here are six ways to use this secret weapon in public speaking. One, use positive anchors. Positive anchors are powerful triggers that can be associated with positive experiences and emotions. For example, you can anchor your audience's positive emotions to your message by starting your speech with a story or joke that is both relatable and engaging. Number two, use repetition. Repetition is a powerful tool that can help anchor key messages in the minds of your audience. Use repetition to emphasize key points or to reinforce that main message of your presentation. Three, use visual aids. Visual aids such as slides or props can be powerful tools for anchoring your audience's attention. For example, if you're giving a talk about the benefits of exercise, you could use a prop such as a weight to anchor your audience's attention to your message. Number four, use personal experiences. Personal experiences can be powerful anchors that can help create an emotional connection between you and your audience. Using personal stories and experiences to help your audience relate to your message and to create an emotional anchor will help them remember the feeling you want to bring in your delivery of a presentation. Number five, use time anchors. Time anchors are powerful triggers that can help anchor specific events or experiences in the mind of your audience. Use time anchors to help reinforce key messages or to help your audience remember important dates or events that are relevant to your message. Number six, use emotional language. Using emotional language can be a powerful way to anchor your audience's emotions. Using vivid, descriptive language, you can evoke strong emotions in your audience that will anchor them to what you are saying. For example, instead of saying, "It was a good day," you can say, "Blossoms of spring scattered in the air, giving confetti-covered celebration vibe to my morning." We can't wait to hear how this impacts your communication goals. Which one are you going to try first? Thank you so much for listening, and as always, don't forget to unmute yourself.